Everybody's choosy about something. It might be your favorite snack.
Two scoops of Rocky Road, please.
Your style.
Those earrings look amazing on you.
Or the things you like to do with your best friend. You can be choosy when it comes to getting a COVID-19 vaccine, too. If you're thinking about getting an updated vaccine, there's more than one type available. You can find out more at WeDoVaccines.com. This message was brought to you by Novavax.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And I want to remind you folks tonight, we have that book, Attempt to Cure. For those folks out there. I mean, that is a very, very popular book with Dr. Peter Glidden. Also, we're asking a donation of $50 for that. It's the A to Z. It's got every ailment in there. And then he shows the natural herbs that you would use to cure those ailments. And then a lot of people have really been blessed with that. And then you've got Everybody is Sick and I Know Why. And he tells you what is causing, in that book, what's causing people to become sick. And then he tells you, and then we have the Little Red Book. Now, that's the best book next to the Bible. It's my favorite book in the world, because it tells you where you can find, on every topic in the Bible, where you can find the verses. And so we're asking $50 for the Little Red Book, $30 for the Everybody's Sick, and $50 for Attempt to Cure. Everybody is Sick is $30, and the Little Red Book, $30, or you can get all three of them for a $100 donation out there. So, anyhow, but listen, you've got to tell us that you want the book, because we don't send it to just everybody unless they ask for the books. You got to ask for the books, because every now and then people will call in and say, well, I sent you a check, but you never sent me the books. And then we said, did you ask for the books? And they said, no. Well, that's why we didn't send them. That's the way it works out here. Okay, so that number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Maricopa County, Arizona, Eileen. Some big things happening there too, huh?
Yes, there is. And, if you pay attention, there's a lot of people in charge of things that are no longer there. They're either resigning or basically they're removed from their positions involving, elections. And then also with the state government, the people that are, heads of state departments, they're gone.
Yeah, and it seems to be some very close relations with the drug cartels and the Democrats out there. And so, yeah. And so, they tried to stop any investigation. Katie Hobbs was no more elected fairly. She no more won that election than the man in the moon. She knows it. But now she has a real problem, because they opened the door and they invited all the drug dealers in and all the human traffickers and all of that in. And now she's, and they're coming in droves, way more than they expected. And now what's happening? Well, she's calling in the National Guard, and she's blaming Biden. And she was doing the same thing Biden was doing, wasn't she?
Yeah, and, actually our taxes that we pay, the U.S. government, is funding the drug cartels through the CIA and the FBI.
I know. You're exactly right.
It's really mind-blowing when you think about how this has been going on. And we were so caught up in our lives that we didn't pay attention to what was going on. And if we did, we didn't put a whole lot of credence in it, because for a God-fearing person, it's hard to believe that there are such evil people in this world.
It is, and it's hard to believe that the United States government, a government that was formed one nation under God, is the world's largest human trafficker. The United States government is the world's largest human trafficker. Our government is involved in that. And we've
they've lost 35,000 children.
Right. And we have said this time and time again, Joe, we said before Biden it was even sworn in, okay, we know that this guy has been working. He's been owned by the Red Chinese. We told you even before he was actually even sworn in how the Chinese government is talking about how they have their people in the highest places, and they laughed. They were laughing. The highest places in the U.S. government, they have their agents. And Joe Biden is one of them. His job, one, keep the border open. Keep the trafficking coming through. Keep Chinese nationalists by the thousands and the thousands coming into our country. Keep the fentanyl flowing in. It's coming out of China into Mexico where they make it into pills. Keep it flowing in. And then make sure there's a very good supply of children for the Democratic Party. They're here. We just saw what happened in the Senate there. We told people about this, and it's not just in the Senate. The Democratic Party, and not just all Democrats, some of the Rhino Republicans are involved. They're flush. They're flush with pedophilia, folks. Believe me. This is why the ACLU is trying to get the law changed to legalize the pedophilia. The ACLU is just a branch of the Democratic Party. That's all they are. So,
and see, my problem with all of this, one of the things in my problem with all of this is that when January 6th happened, all right, our Congress absolutely did nothing. And so there's millionaires that have been created, you know, in the Senate and the House of Representatives. And so they're getting paid off. And if they open an investigation, guess what? You have discovery, and they're going to be exposed, all of them. And they don't want to do that. So that's why nothing's happened with J6. You know, there's really no reason for all these people to be in jail. They could have gotten people this settled 2 weeks after it happened, and they did nothing.
Well, here you go. We've got a promise. Are you ready? Congressman promises that those weaponizing governments are going down. Those malefactors in the United States government who did and are weaponizing governments against conservative Republicans, Donald Trump and others, are going down. That's the promise from U.S. Representative Clay Higgins, Republican from Louisiana, in an interview with investigative journalist Laura Logan, who released the video of the decision on social media and her website, Truth in Media. Clay Higgins brought his investigative skills from the streets of Louisiana. There he was a cop for years to the halls of Congress, where he has been investigating January 6th ever since it happened. And he says Higgins has been investigating various actions by the feds, and from the TSA scheme to U.S. Air Marshals to track and follow Trump supporters, to the spying on those who traveled by air to Washington on January 4th to 6th, 2021, to the FBI's access to passenger manifests, to the FBI's manipulation of domestic terror watch list. There you go. He said, I am telling you, we are in uncharted waters as it relates to the weaponization of our government against the American people. I am not frightened of these people. I have spent my life serving others, and I love my country. This thing is not going to just slip away. No, he continued. They're going to take us. They're not going to take us without a fight. I'm going to fight legally and peacefully within the perimeters of the Constitution that I have sworn to serve, but they're going down. These men in their high perch and their position of power and authority are walking upon our entire history, our deepest core principles, and they're not going to get away with it. Well, I'm hearing that call from across the country. The drum's getting louder. The patriots have awakened, and the patriots are not happy, okay? And you're seeing this. You're seeing with the spread of tactical civics. That is spreading like wildfire, and it's all about taking our country back to one nation under God. So, all right.
Pastor?
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
Two stories that involve two different people that I think we need to be praying for, and it just ties in with what you were just talking about, if we got a second. The first one is a story of former Washington police insider, and he is coming out explaining Jan 6 was not an insurrection. And the secret is he, Tarek Johnson, and this is a man we need to pray for. He was a former lieutenant with the Capitol Police, and he's been out there trying to warn people what happened. He was the man who ordered the House and Senate evacuations. But here's the key. He was trying to call his headquarters to get permission to do this, okay? And he was trying to get a hold of former Assistant Chief Yogananda Pittman for permission. She's sitting there watching in the command center, okay? And he couldn't get a hold of her. Pittman, he said, quote, flat out ignored me, so I was forced to forge ahead with evacuations without obtaining proper approval. 3 days later, I called Senator Patrick Leahy to report Pittman's malfeasance. Approximately 1 hour after I got off the phone with the senator, I was contacted by the USCP, Internal Affairs, and informed I was suspended. The suspension lasted 17 months. He was placed under a gag order to not speak about January 6th to media until he was separated. So they forced him to remain in his house Monday through Friday from morning till evening. He couldn't leave his property without notifying the Capitol Police, and including termination. So he was under house arrest for 17 months, and before all this is going on, so he was severely punished for what? Telling the truth. And finally, he was suspended, total, or kicked out. And so now he's gone out and going public telling and what happened. And he's explaining in no uncertain terms that the things that you and I have been talking about, it was an inside job, and all this stuff was true, and how the government knew what was going on. And we talked about earlier how they had not organized the central command post that they're required to by law. So here we have a man that now that he's coming out, they're going to be going back after him, I'm sure. That's victim one. Second is...
Wait a minute, Joe. I've got to give some numbers out, folks.
Oh, sure.
The phones have not been ringing. They haven't rung here for about the last 5 minutes. So, boy, we got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Help us stay on the station you're listening to us right now on. We need your help to stay there. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you.
I'll pledge tonight. I was going to call in and use the PayPal and credit card tomorrow. And I was going to wait and say it tomorrow, but Harriet and I are going to pledge $200. We'll do it tonight because things are so slow. I was going to do it tomorrow, but we're doing it tonight.
I'm glad you did, because I was starting to think you was cheap, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that puts the pressure on Elaine. Hey, Elaine, make us a deal.
Yes, sir. I can give you a deal?
Yep.
That donates at least $100 could get a free integrative health consultation with me. Basically, review lifestyles, what imbalance you have, what other people have done to correct the imbalance, and it's an hour consultation for free if you donate $100.
All right. Do you hear that, folks? If you donate $100, and how do they get in touch with you?
My phone number is 440-478-4073. Elaine Conley, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y. Phone number is 478-4073.
All right, folks,
and
there you
go.
Be
sure to tell them when you make your pledge, right?
Absolutely. And Elaine's been over to my house several times, coming over there, helping me out. And
All they have to do when they call is say that they pledged, and you don't have to produce any evidence or anything like that. Everybody's on their own honor. But bottom line is, you know, you get a free consultation, and I connect people with information that they need to enhance their health and well-being and other issues that might be happening in their family. And so it's not just health and wellness information. I give people information about, you know, insurance and contacts, you know, that can help them with that, and then also other social service needs, because our hospital systems are not supporting the general public anymore.
They're not, and they're feeling it, aren't they? And what are you hearing from a lot of your medical doctors? They've lost a lot of trust, haven't they? And they listened.
I have medical doctors that have warnings in their file because they're talking against, you know, transgender surgery that's going on, you know, and things that these institutions are doing. So, again, a good number of our doctors are leaving and going into private practice, not taking regular insurance because they don't want to be under the thumbs of the government.
And the reason, though, do you hear many of them saying they wish that they had woken up earlier, that they had, because a lot of them kind of just went along, and they didn't realize how far this was going to go. And so,
a good number of them, but some of them knew right from the very beginning, and right along encouraged their patients not to take the injections.
All righty. I'm talking about the whole thing, like you said, the whole transgender spiel, but the injection, you're absolutely right.
Right.
Let's hear, do you want to hear a little bit from about...
Can I give that other person that...
Oh, yeah, we'll do that, and then we got to... Obama's back in the scene, and he's out there with a new depopulation program, but go ahead, Joe.
Blaze Media investigative journalist Steve Baker. The story's about him. Now, way back, he was a independent journalist, and he filmed things going on January 6th. What happened, they called his attorney, and they told him that he was going to be charged by the Justice Department for his journalistic efforts, and charges unknown. Well, something very weird happened. The attorney, assistant attorney, Anita Eve, and had made this claim to his attorney, and then they went silent, Justice Department, 20 months. So here it is. Think about this. He was living under the threat of arrest, federal charges, of his coverage of the one event, and for 20 months, nothing. Okay. So all of a sudden here, just recently, his attorney gets contacted again, and the FBI is going to charge him. And the charges would be interstate racketeering and property damage, is what they said. And, you know, this is after all that time. Now, there were 60 other journalists there that day at the Capitol. He didn't commit any crimes. He did the same thing they did. And he's wondering why now the FBI is going to charge him and not the other journalists. And this man's going to need prayer because he said, I will not be silenced or hampered. And here's the key. This Baker said, here's the deal. Recently they published evidence that the Capitol police officers committed perjury in the Oath Keepers trial. And this is apparently why the DOJ is coming after him, because he's working on this perjury allegation by the Capitol Police to incriminate January 6th defendants. So all of a sudden they find out what he's investigating, and now the FBI tells the Justice Department to bring the charges. So we need to ask the folks out there, Steve Baker, Tariq Johnson, are two brave men who are standing up. telling the truth about what happened, both having to do with January 6th, how the government was corrupt, how the government failed to do their legal duty in supplying the command center, the lies, the distortion, the plants, the whole thing. Two brave men that need our prayers because, well, they're going after them again.
All right, before we go to those prayers, Joe, I'm going to ask the folks to call because the phones have been silent. If the phones stay silent, then you won't be hearing from us either. We got to hear from you.
No.
888-281-1110. It's up to you folks out there. Do you want to keep us? 888-677-9673. We've been here for 50 years fighting the fight and never, ever backed down, not one time. And so it's up to you. We got to hear from you tonight. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. And a good time to call would be while we're talking about Obama. Go ahead, take her away, Ken.
The Obamas are back, and as usual, they're doing the devil's work. Leave the World Behind is a new Netflix movie produced by the Obamas about a major cyber attack and a global communications breakdown that just so happens to leave the world in ruins, allowing the globalist elite to usher in a new world order. The Obamas' plot also just so happens to mirror the great cyber attack disaster that Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum have been threatening to unleash on humanity since the COVID pandemic went away. Watch as Schwab salivates over the prospect of a devastating cyber attack.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
The parallels between Obama's new movie and the World Economic Forum's plans are so striking, we simply have to call them out on their evil and warn potential viewers that this is the work of dark occult predictive programming that must be avoided at all costs. Nobody who suffered through 8 years of the Obama admin will be surprised to hear that the Obamas play the race card in the movie, sneaking in a subplot about how white people can't be trusted.
I'm asking for you to remember that if the world falls apart, trust should not be doled out easily to anyone, especially white people. Even Mom would agree with me on that.
From this inauspicious beginning, the Obamas movie only gets worse. One only needs to watch the official trailer to understand what it's truly about. Predictive programming. Here's a look at this piece of supposed entertainment.
So sorry to bother you. You must be Amanda.
Why did you come here?
In my line of work, you have to understand the patterns that govern the world. It can help you see the future. And I knew something was coming.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
We are seeing ongoing cyber attacks across the country.
The truth is much scarier.
What is the truth?
We're going to be okay, right?
Aren't you the one who always said, if you're not paranoid by now, it's too late?
Haven't you been picking up on what's going on out there? We've all been deserted. There is no going back to normal.
Remember Klaus Schwab's disturbing presentation about cyber attacks? Keep that in mind as we watch another video the WF recently posted about an upcoming cyber pandemic. And tell me the elite are not programming us.
A cyber attack with COVID-like characteristics would spread faster and further than any biological virus. its reproductive rate would be around 10 times greater than what we've experienced with the coronavirus. You see, the only way to stop the exponential propagation of a COVID-like cyber threat is to fully disconnect the millions of vulnerable devices from one another and from the internet. All of this in a matter of days. A single day without the internet would cost our economies more than $50 billion, and that's before considering the economic and societal damages should these devices be linked to essential services, such as transport or healthcare. As the digital realm increasingly merges with our physical world, the ripple effects of cyber attacks on our safety just keep on expanding at a faster pace than what we're preparing for. COVID-19 was known as an anticipated risk. So is the digital equivalent. Let's be better prepared for that one. The time is now.
It's really important to understand the globalists' master plan and why they do what they do. After this quick break, we will explain the dark occult concept and reveal why the Obamas are desperate to use it right now. The truth is, the Obamas did not make Leave the World Behind for our entertainment. It's all about planting ideas and concepts into our collective heads. It's about normalizing new levels of tyranny and hysteria by presenting them as a logical evolution of the current context. In short, it's about predictive programming. Alan Watts originally defined predictive programming as follows. Predictive programming is a subtle form of psychological conditioning provided by the media to acquaint the public with planned societal changes to be implemented by our leaders. If and when these changes are put through, the public will already be familiarized with them and will accept them as natural progressions, thus lessening possible public resistance and commotion. Watts hit the nail on the head. The Obamas are engaged in psychological warfare to condition the public for planned societal changes long threatened by the globalist elite. The mainstream media has also been co-opted to spread fear and program the masses. Fox News is already throwing around the words crisis and chaos. These words are designed to invoke fear in the audience, but actually they are an understatement.
Post reveals hackers affiliated with China's People's Liberation Army have infiltrated critical services here in the U.S.
Alexandra Hoff joins us now from our nation's capital. Alex, this is not good.
No, it's not. I mean, this infiltration appears to be part of a broader effort to insert chaos into our logistical systems. The information collected could then be weaponized if the U.S. and China were to become engaged directly in the Pacific. According to reporting from the Washington Post, citing multiple U.S. and industry security officials, China's cyber army is invading critical U.S. services, like an attempt to break into the system behind Texas's independent power grid. Other victims include a water utility in Hawaii, a West Coast port, and at least one oil and gas pipeline, according to that report you're seeing there. Brendan Wells, executive director of the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency, told the Washington Post this, quote, "It is very clear that Chinese attempts to compromise critical infrastructure are in part to pre-position themselves to be able to disrupt or destroy that critical infrastructure in the event of a conflict, to either prevent the United States from being able to project power into Asia or to cause societal chaos inside the United States to affect our decision making around a crisis."
As usual, Fox News gives their audience a sneak peek of the truth, but they don't go far enough. China infiltrating our critical systems is not the real nature of the threat. China is just the tip of the iceberg. In reality, the global elite, led by Klaus Schwab and the WEF, have been threatening for years to unleash a crippling cyber attack that will bring Western society to its knees, sow chaos, and provide the great shock necessary to bring about the New World Order transformation they've been threatening. Make no mistake, the elite are planning to unleash the chaos necessary to usher in the New World Order. Last week, British Deputy Prime Minister and WF affiliate Oliver Dowden warned Brits that they'll be thrown back into an analogue era when internet and power systems collapse. We the people need to reject this barrage of predictive programming. Even if real life does not reach the levels of insanity of the Obamas Leave the World Behind, such movies create precedents in our collective unconscious. If new restrictions are introduced to the public, people will say, at least it's not as bad as in Leave the World Behind. To be clear, none of us need to watch this brainwashing session disguised as a movie. And all of us need to make sure that none of this globalist insanity seeps into real life. Here are the people's voice. We are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite.
Alrighty, Gail in Illinois pledges 100. Chuck in Chicago pledges 25. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Chuck. Folks, and the phone number is, we do need to hear from you, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We only have about 20 minutes left Well, actually, we'll be here. You can call for the, up until midnight tonight. They'll be on the phones. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We'll be back right after this. All right, we're back, and Tony in Massachusetts pledges 100. Dr. Michael pledges 500, and we got one coming up on the screen, but I don't see it yet. Okay, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Political persecution. Arizona State Rep. Alex Culloden sentenced to 18 months probation by the Arizona Bar for representing conservatives and filing election lawsuits. Disciplinary agreement included. You know, this is unbelievable. Again,
another name to be prayed for, right?
Yeah. Arizona State Rep. Alex Culloden recently came under fire from the State Bar Association with sanctions for his efforts to challenge the elections. I mean, they are so corrupt. That Maricopa County is so corrupt. Procedures. Culloden and the Arizona House Election Committee Vice Chair and Oversight Committee Chair is also working with Abraham Hamada's legal team as they challenged a stolen midterm election where 60% of the machines failed Republican voters on Election Day. Abe reportedly lost by 280 votes. He seemingly predicted the type of action against himself and other conservatives, telling that Gateway pundit in January 2023, it's going to be pretty soon where you're going to be watching your back every time you open your mouth regarding questions and about election results. According to Arizona State Bar documents signed in November 6, 2023, and released last week, Culloden agreed on an admonition with 18 months of probation and the completion of 5 continuing education ethics courses in order to save his law license from the Lawless Bar Association. If they can intimidate or disbar good attorneys who are willing to fight against election fraud, the so-called election deniers will never see their day in court unless the Democrats, of course, unless they're Democrats. Yeah, well, that's the way it works, right?
Yeah, this all goes back to 2021. They're not the only licensing board in the country that has been weaponized. You know, every licensing board, you know, if you don't go along with the narrative, they're going to come after you or make your life miserable.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it's happening. And that's what they tried to do to you, huh?
Correct.
Bill in Boston pledged 100. Chris in Parma pledges 50. And Grace, Mary Grace in Cleveland pledges 150. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We've only got to the end of this program, we've only got about 14 minutes left. But we will be here to midnight, folks, so... Again, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. What do you got there, Joe?
Well, I've got some good news. I think it's good news. Found out that Kamala Harris, her approval rate is higher than Joe Biden. He's dropped to 34%. Her approval rate is 35. He is fuming mad, confronting his aides, demanding they give an explanation for his dismal polling because he's done such a wonderful, great job in Bidenomics, and he cannot understand why he keeps plummeting in the polls. What did they say? Stupid is as stupid does, right?
Well, you know, she's trying to pressure him to turn against Israel. Remember what we told you? We told you in the very beginning.
Obama is. Yeah. He's the one that's behind that.
Yeah, we told you that Biden would turn, and little by little, that's the direction he's going. Just like this, I told you too, the Pope that is pro-homosexual now, he will turn on the pro-lifers. He will turn on the pro-lifers. He will start before, if the Lord don't take him out of here, he'll be promoting abortion. He watch. He's, yep.
Does the Catholic Church still say that the Pope is infallible? They used to, the Pope is infallible. It's what I grew up understanding. Is that still in force?
They still say that, yes.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, I think
that,
that comes more from the hierarchy than it does from the members.
Exactly. That kind of, you're correct, Pastor.
And so, anyhow, Wilson in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Wilson. I have heard from a lot of Catholic friends of mine, and they tell me this guy is an antichrist. You know, I mean, they are angry at him. And of course, the whole point of the devil is to divide and conquer, right? And boy, is he dividing the Roman Catholic Church is really being, well, as we look out there today, the great apostasy, the world, the National Council of Churches out there, you're seeing all of literally a number of Democrats are literally choosing the Church of Satan now. They're going to the Church of Satan as they're more in greater numbers. All right, John in Minnesota pledges $77. Thank you, John.
I want to remind people about the viruses that are out there, because people are getting common colds and they're going to get PCR tested, which doesn't test anything. And there's more than 20 countries around the world that, by law, in their courts, have called the PCR test fraud.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, the news media is so guilty. They are so guilty. No matter what the left does, no matter how low down it is, you see them promoting it, okay? And, again, here now, they were singing the praises of the Pope. And the left-wing, I mean, they were so happy out there, these talking heads in the NBC, ABC, CBS. They were just delighted that the Pope has now gone and said, yes, I've sold our people out more and more, and now we are now going to embrace the sin of sodomy. Don't worry, hang in there, Will. We'll be embracing the sin of abortion next. I mean, that's where they're going. You know, that's the direction they're heading nowadays, folks. Pay attention to the times you're living in. Read God's Word, the Bible. He warns you very clearly. You're seeing everything that he said you would see in the last days. It's here now, real time. We're living it.
So, well, Pastor.
Know that all the viruses that are out there are man-made, and they all have patents. I have a client that called me that she had a breakout in shingles today, and I went online and looked at the patent as far as who owns the herpes. Simplex virus 1 and 2, and it's the Department of the Army.
Yeah, well, yeah, we knew that Pentagon, we had talked about that. They weaponized, yeah, they were a part of this. All right, Peggy, or Dan in Northfield, is in memory of his wife Peggy, pledges 100. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, Elaine. This is right up your alley. Headlines, Washington doctor faces discipline for saying healthy children don't need to get COVID vax from Outkick. And a couple of weeks away from 2024, they're still coming. There were four licensed doctors, including Renata Moon, are suing the Washington Medical Commission for their COVID-19 misinformation statement. And the complaint, the doctors are filing a complaint. She's been retaliated against despite having no patient complaints because of the state's persecution for her public views. And Moon, under duress, sought to relinquish her Washington State medical license. They were trying to take it away despite having no complaints against her because she spoke out against COVID public policies, and that's basically the big one, such as vaccination of healthy children for a disease unlikely to have a negative impact on them, even if they contract it. And there's more, but that's the gist of the whole thing.
Well, you know what? The total number of vaccinations right now that are on the schedule are 72.
Wow.
Over a 5-year, you know, span of time for children. If that
over
isn't
how many years?
Over 4 to 5 years.
72.
All right. The normal vaccination schedule is 72 shots. Wow. It's absolutely ridiculous. And most of them are viral in nature. And to counteract vaccine, all right? And so it's all about keeping you sick, having you partake of big pharma, you know, et cetera. I stopped vaccinating my animals 10 years before they passed, and I had no vet bills for 10 years because they didn't get sick anymore. But the animal shots are no different than the human shots related to vaccination. There is no safe vaccine out there.
Even like rabies shots for dogs and cats?
Well, you have to look at the formulation, all right? If you have, and whether your animal is inside or outside, all right? We had a hunting dog when I lived in Hinckley, so I did have him get the rabies and distemper. But when, this is before I know what I know now, I knew enough to say to my vet, show me the vial, I want to know what's in it, all right? And so he showed me a combination shot that had extra stuff in it that I didn't like. So they ended up giving my dog one vaccine 1 month and then another vaccine on another month. But it didn't have the preservatives that the multi-shot one had. So you have to question. And doctors and vets who don't want to be questioned, that's a problem, because if they really have your animal health at heart, okay, they want to have informed owners.
Well, already.
In the schedule, yes.
I remember, you know, when Matt, my son, was young, and I took him in to his pediatrician, and she said, he has not had his shots. And I said, no, he's not going to get them either, because I know what's in them and so do you. And I've told that story before here on the program. She said, don't judge me, Pastor, because you don't know my situation. And I says, tell me. And she had four kids of her own, and her sister died and left her five. And she was a single mother. And she was raising, and she said, I either push these vaccines. If I don't push these shots, I lose my job. And they made it very clear. I push them or I lose my job. So I have to push them. And I said, are you getting your kids these shots? She said, no. And
well, they get paid at least $100 for vaccination. Some doctors earn $1 million a year over these shots.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, this is the days we're living in, the medical system. And again, like I said, a number of these doctors, they've lost a lot of, they wish that they could turn time back and say, you know what, I wish I had it all over to do again. I would speak out. I would have the guts to speak out. And others said, you know, they just did not pay attention. They never should have trusted the big pharma. All right, Mark in Brooklyn pledges 100. Thank you, Mark. The numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Here's some good news. Listen to this one. Trump-appointed judge halts removal of Confederate monument at Arlington Cemetery. Praise the good Lord for that, okay? A symbol of reclamation aimed at healing a country divided during a brutal sectional war. I'm gonna have to save this one for tomorrow because we're Joe. You ready? You've got 4 minutes. Can you give an invitation?
I sure can. I seems like lately been running into so many people who think they're saved and haven't been, and it just, with this Christmas season, the birth of our Lord, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, that came to give God's greatest gift of eternal life and forgiveness, salvation, and it's just made me think, you know, God's gift of eternal life, it's free. There are a couple catches to it. We have to acknowledge, first, that we are a sinner and that the wages of sin is death. Scripture makes it very, very clear. God said all sin, the wages of sin is death. It's not up to debate. And once we look at that, we realize that being a creature given free will, we sin. We've sinned by thoughts, and we've sinned by our words, we've sinned by our deeds, but for a lot of us, we've sinned mostly by things that were left undone, things that we were told to do that we didn't do. So we're all badly in need of a Savior. And Jesus made it very clear that he is the only way to the Father. And he made it clear to Nicodemus that you have to be born again. And this is where so many people, this born-again thing bothers them, and it shouldn't. Being born again means you are going to be spiritually reborn. And it's simple, but yet it's hard for some people to grasp. You call upon God the Father, and with a truly repentant heart, you tell him that you are sorry that your sins were responsible for placing Jesus on the cross. You see, Jesus took my place. He took your place, Pastor Ernie's place. He died in our stead so that we could be forgiven, so that we could escape eternal death. But we have to ask God to forgive us for that. And if we do it truly, you know, with a repentant heart, we will be forgiven. You have God's word on it. It says, he that believeth, the gift of God is eternal life. It's a gift. And so is his forgiveness, his love. He loved us enough that he sent Jesus, you know, to be the Lamb of God for us, to take our place. And then we can call upon Jesus and ask him to be Lord, Lord of our life. And this is the stumbling block for a lot of people. We have to do it.
1 minute, hesitation. Joe.
We have to not hesitate. You know, we can't ask for compromises. We have to be willing to make Jesus Christ number one in our life. And if we do that, everything else falls into place. You become happier. You become more peaceful. You become calmer. Your life will change totally for the better, not just for eternity, but for right now. And Jesus will give you the down payment on eternal life. That's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. We were talking about that in the Bible study, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will come and indwell and live in you, be your conscience, be your guide, and he's your down payment. That's the down payment on everlasting life. You will then become a born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, son or daughter of the living God, and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life.
And you've got God's word on all that. There's nothing more sure than that. Nothing.
No.
All right, very good. Donna and Bill in Oregon, Pledge 100. Thank you, Donna and Bill. Well, at this time every night we say good night.
Good night.
We say God bless.
God bless.
We say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.